Welcome back once again to From the Diamond with Grant McCauley on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. As we conclude this spring training special, we only get an hour for this, but if you're looking for more Braves and baseball talk, I will have you covered all season long right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on Sundays. Two full hours of Braves and Major League Baseball coverage for you. I'm excited about it. And of course, make sure you subscribe to From the Diamond wherever you get your podcasts. You can find all of the great stuff that I've got for you all season long. So Braves spring training brought with it a lot of optimism. We've talked about some of that. We've heard from Austin Riley. We've heard from Brian Snitker. We're going to hear from a future Brave here in just a little bit. But what has gone on thus far in Grapefruit League season? Where do the Braves stand when it does come to the health of this club? There have been some scares. Austin Riley went through one, getting plunked in the hand a couple of days ago. But he and the Braves, and Braves fans for that matter, were able to breathe a sigh of relief as no major injury was suffered there. And Riley is back in the saddle, and the Braves very much need him to be there and stay there over the course of the season. No two ways about that. The Braves also got an injury scare from their newcomer. Left fielder Jerickson Profar was injured when he dove for a ball in left field, rolled over his wrist. Fortunately, all the tests came back negative, and he is going to be able to rejoin the club and be ready for opening day. That is the belief as of right now, and that, again, it's another sigh of relief. It is good news for Braves fans after a long year of having to think about injury after injury after injury all season long a year ago. But there is at least one injury that's going to keep a Braves regular off the field for at least a couple of weeks in April, and that is starting catcher Sean Murphy. He was plunked in the back by a pitch, was able to stay in the game, run the bases, do all those things, but the pain, it didn't subside, and the Braves discovered he had a cracked rib. And that puts the catching situation into question more so than it has been in recent years. Keep in mind, the Braves did not bring back Travis d'Arnaud and exercise his team option for $8 million. d'Arnaud is now an Angel. They didn't really go out and look for a secondary catcher to split time because they wanted to give Sean Murphy the opportunity to do what he was brought over to do, and that's be a workhorse-style, quote-unquote, everyday catcher for them. Now, everyday is a subjective term when you talk about a catcher. But 125, 130 starts for Sean Murphy, that's really what the Braves were planning a year ago, and an opening day oblique strain changed those plans immediately. And Sean, in talking to him in spring training, it was not necessarily that the oblique was still a problem when he came back, but his swing was never where he wanted it to be. He put in a tremendous amount of work over the course of the offseason and came into spring training hoping to get his career back on track after a really just a lost season in a lot of ways for the former All-Star catcher. The Braves know Murphy's value behind the plate, handling the pitching staff. That is something that they went out and got him for in this trade and signed him to a long-term contract for. He wants to get his career back on track. This injury is not going to curtail his career, but it is the latest in a long line of frustrations for Sean Murphy that he's just going to have to work his way back from, and hopefully it's not going to keep him sidelined for long. But what will the Braves do in his stead? Enter top-catching prospect Drake Baldwin, who is in big league camp with the Braves this year, coming off a terrific season across two different levels last year in which his prospect stock shot to an all-time high. He is now a consensus top 100 prospect in the game, and if you've had a chance to watch him at the plate, you can see exactly why his stock took a big jump last year. He batted .276 with 16 homers and 88 runs batted in across 551 plate appearances between AA Mississippi and AAA Gwinnett, but his time in AAA really opened some eyes. He hit just under .300 with an over .400 on base and turned in a nearly .900 OPS in 72 games there. He got the opportunity to play in the Futures game as part of the All-Star festivities, and all he did was hit a home run there. Yes, Drake Baldwin has gotten a lot of attention in Braves circles, and his prospect stock is at an all-time high. The opportunity, meanwhile, you never know when it's going to come, but you want to be ready when it knocks. The absence of Sean Murphy has opened the door for Drake Baldwin. I caught up with him at the very start of camp, and you'll hear in our conversation, you knew it could happen at any time. His objective this spring was to just be ready when it happened. Here's my conversation with Braves catcher Drake Baldwin right here on From the Diamond.
You're no stranger to big league camp, to spring training, obviously, but this one would seem like, at least from the outside, it might feel a little bit different. What has the last year been like for you, and how excited are you to come in and be a part of this?
I mean, the last year has been awesome, going from AA to AAA and just being able to spend a ton of time with guys who have service time, all-stars, I mean, a little bit of everything. So, I mean, that Gwinnett team is pretty cool. So getting to be a part of that and just learning new routines, learning new ways, and just trying to make myself better every day. And then obviously playing in, like, the Futures game was a huge step. That was super cool experience for me. Just being in a big league atmosphere with reporters, stuff like that, just kind of, I don't know exactly what the big leagues is like by any means, but I feel like I got a step in the door. It definitely added a little bit of an incentive to just keep on working hard and doing everything I can to hopefully make it there.
Yeah, a little peek inside the game, I would imagine, as they say. I mean, you start your career and the stadiums only get bigger from there, and you were also able to have a pretty cool moment in the Futures game. That had to be a little bit surreal, rounding the bases there after that home run.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Honestly, I kind of blacked out, like, after I hit it, I don't really know what happened until I got back in the dugout, but I mean, I know how cool it was, and I mean, had some family there as well and friends there as well to cheer me on and kind of be able to share that moment with them was pretty special.
Yeah, really cool experience, a great highlight inside of a big season for you. It looked like as you went from AA to AAA, maybe something got unlocked there. Obviously, the numbers were very good. I'm imagining you felt in the zone there at the plate as well. What's the progression been like as a hitter year over year, level to level, and obviously the success you had in AAA?
Yeah, I mean, Gwinnett's a little nicer park to hit in than Mississippi. There's some tough times in Mississippi just with, I mean, you can do all the right things and still get out there like any park in baseball. But I mean, kind of getting the confidence from going up a level, just trying to carry on what I've been doing with the same routines. But then you're in the cage with people like Sandy behind me and Yuli Gurriel and Brian Anderson and all these guys who have played in the big leagues for a long time. And you see what they do and you're just trying to kind of find ways to replicate it to how I can get better, and then just going out there every day and seeing how hard they work and how locked in they are for the games. I think that just helped me kind of focus for every game and really see how important every at-bat is and just kind of carry that on, because that coaching staff there is incredible with development and making you feel good and just kind of understanding the daily grind of what a baseball player goes through.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of individual effort that goes into this team sport that is baseball, and we talk a lot about, you know, what can you learn from those older players, but just how invaluable is that to have guys who have experience in the big leagues that can show you a little bit about just maybe slowing the game down in some cases, or just how things work at a level in which you haven't gotten the chance to get there and see it for yourself and experience yet.
Yeah, I mean, playing with them just like after an inning, let's say I'm catching or something, I ask him a question, or even Trompy, all the catchers. We had Castile as well, who's played for a very long time as well, and just kind of asking them questions, seeing what their opinions on everything are, and just trying to learn, and catching guys like Elder, Ian Anderson, who, I mean, all-star, and guy who pitched in the World Series, and Dylan Lee came down for a little bit. Like, I mean, just catch a lot of those guys and just try to pick their brains on what works for them and how, as a catcher, I can make their lives easier and make them be the best they can be.
Talk a little bit about at the plate, but behind the plate for you as you go into each and every year. I know you take a lot of pride in your craft, and obviously the Braves value that quite a bit, the ability to handle the staff, to handle the day-to-day of the most demanding position in baseball as well. What has that been like over the course of your young professional career as you just kind of, I guess, look to stack that experience year over year?
Yeah, I mean, definitely at the beginning I didn't really know what to do. I mean, I thought I did, but then once you get into the life of pro ball where it's every single day, it becomes a lot. There's definitely ups and downs with it, but just trying to find a consistent routine and continue that on. I think the ways I found that routine was being with guys like, I mean, Darnell in spring training, Murphy in spring training. There's so many guys who have so much experience, just trying to learn as much as I can from them, and I think that's helped me a ton with not getting too high, not getting too low, and just kind of staying in the present moment and keep pushing forward.
Well, let me wrap up here and ask you a little bit about 2025 and beyond. As you've risen to the AAA level, obviously the next stop is the big leagues. You are here in big league camp. Sean Murphy is here and is the incumbent starter. Travis Darnell departing. You know, you look at the overall team aspect of it, but for you individually, that also represents opportunity potentially in 2025. How do you anticipate that as you get ready to go into a new season, knowing that that call could come virtually any time in the next 7 months?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely exciting to be in this situation, but I don't really have much say in it besides for what I do on the field, so that's kind of how I'm taking everything, just going out there doing what I can to get better every single day, and if it happens, it happens, and I'll just do the best to do what I can to make the Braves win games.
That, of course, is the name of the game. Drake Baldwin, appreciate all of your time. Good luck this spring, and thanks for making some time.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you.
That was Braves backstop Drake Baldwin, who looks to be the opening day catcher for the Braves, barring any acquisition over the next 10 or so days. The Braves veteran catchers who were in camp, Sandy Leone and Kirk Casale, have both been reassigned to the minor league side, and that means that now Drake Baldwin has made a tremendous impression in spring training and is going to get that opportunity to be behind the plate for the Braves as their opening day catcher. That was not necessarily something we expected when spring training began, but as we know, those plans can change, and when they do, it presents an opportunity. And the latest Braves prospect looking to take advantage of that is catcher Drake Baldwin. Well, that's all the time that I have for this edition of From the Diamond, our spring training special number one, focusing on the offense for the Atlanta Braves. Next week, we'll be looking at the Braves pitching staff, sizing up the rotation, the bullpen, the return of Spencer Strider, the departures of Max Fried and Charlie Morton, some opportunity in the bullpen, and a whole lot more. You'll also hear from Braves general manager Alex Anthopoulos. I had a long conversation with him at Northport, and that will come your way next time on From the Diamond. As always, make sure you subscribe to From the Diamond wherever you get your podcasts, and I look forward to a long and fun season of talking Braves baseball with you each and every Sunday all season long. As always, I'm Grant McCauley. This has been From the Diamond right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.